Salaamu alaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're taking care of yourselves and I hope you're taking care of your loved ones as well. Buongiorno, buen dia, buenos dias, bonjour, good day. In any language you possibly might think of. In our last episode, we talked about drive and how some athletes create false origin stories in their minds to actually push them to achieve a lot. Today, I want to share a story with you about a friend who, I won't say a friend, an acquaintance who I was with in high school. This young man had an ambition to get 8 A's. So A's are A, B, C, D, E, and F are where our grading systems back in high school. So you have A1, which is excellent, B2, which is, you know, very good, B3, which is good, C4 to C6, which is just a depiction of average, D7, which is, you know, like you just passed like literally by the skin of your teeth, and then you have E8, which is, you really can go forward, and then F9, which is, man, you're a total failure. So those were our grading systems. So this guy, we used to say this phrase, 8 A's or suicide. I think that was a bit extreme for a young man of his age at that time. I think it was a bit extreme. But as you always know, I'm not a moral judge, and so I'm not a judge of character as well. As long as your expression does not infringe upon the rights and freedom of other people. Now, I've just been thinking about this, and so I decided to name this episode Service. Service, why? Because I sincerely believe that service and drive are eternally intertwined. Why? When you want to be driven to the point where you are going to always be doing something for the society, for your country, for your family, for the people around you, you first and foremost have to understand that you as a human being, you do not just live for yourself. Now, this is a very interesting concept, so just bear with me, and afterwards I would love to hear your opinion or your take on this. 2022, how do you stay driven? How am I going to stay driven? I am going to stay driven simply by understanding that I do not just live for myself. I live to serve other people. Be careful here, a slippery slope once again. The fact that you do not live for yourself does not mean you live on the validation of others. Careful. When you agree that you do not live for yourself, you must also agree that there are aspects of you that other people must also be willing to accept or throw away. Whatever they want to do with it, it's entirely their business. That has nothing to do with you. There are obviously some people whose point of view you are going to have to deal with. Because these people matter, and you'd have to actually set these people apart. I put them into two categories. Whenever you want to do something and people want to criticize you, ask yourself two questions. Is this person a part of my inner circle? And when I talk about inner circle, I'm talking about people who understand your origin story, who know your origin story, who understand where you're coming from, so they're able to map out your progress. And two, is this a person that I call people of the world, le monde, les gens du monde, people of the world? They do not know your origin story, so they are going to judge you based upon individual actions. It means, for example, today, if you see Prince Tego drinking a glass of wine, you would say that, Prince Tego drinking alcohol, blah, 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 blah. Well, bruv. If there was a time where Prince Tego used to drink a gallon of alcohol or a gallon of wine, and today Prince Tego is drinking a glass of wine, the inner circle of Prince Tego will most likely applaud Prince Tego. This does not mean that drinking a glass of wine is good or bad. This is just an example. You see, so these are the two categories. Why do I bring these categories up? So in your act of service, or in your desire or in your quest to serve other people, you are obviously going to do a lot of things wrong. Why? Because right or wrong most often are social constructs. Guys, follow me on this. I understand the concept of ups and downs, all right? I understand the concept of good and evil. I'm talking about rights and wrongs. Good and evil, in my opinion, is a matter of objective morality. Right and wrongs, as Shakespeare said, thinking makes it so. As a society, we come across to create certain things. Let me give you an example of service. So Kwame Nkrumah, in his desire to set the country free, actually said, "Independence now." In the moment, he was actually deemed to be wrong because they said, "Our independence should be progressive. It should take time." Those of you who do not know Kwame Nkrumah is the first president of Ghana. He helped Ghanaians gain their independence. He's also the Pan-Africanist who pioneered the Organization of African Unity, which later became the African Union. So, in the moment, he was judged and deemed to be wrong. Today, we all look up to him as the hero of the day. You know, there is something that I admire. There is a phrase or there is a part of this song by Sting, an Englishman in New York, and he says, "If manners maketh a man," as someone said, "then he's a hero of the day." In the moment, you might not be the hero. In the moment, you might not be the good person. But if you have a mindset of service, if you have a mindset where you are dedicated to the proposition that all men deserve to be served by you, if you are dedicated to the fact that you have something to offer to the world, you are going to wake up every single day with a drive, with an ambition, with a mission statement that says that I wake up today and I get to serve other people. Why do I say drive and service are intertwined? You cannot serve people without an amount of drive, and you cannot remain driven without a willingness to serve, because drive in itself is a self-burning fuel. It means it burns itself up. Let me give an example again, guys. And I know that this podcast is, there are a lot of things packed into this podcast. We are going to be able to spread them out over the course of this month and discuss them into details. If I want to earn, let's say, $1 million, all right, if I set that as a target, as soon as I hit $1 million, what happens? You see what happens to superstars and celebrities when they've achieved all the fame and all the glory and all the name and everything that they wanted to in this life? What happens to them? A slippery, steep slope. An extremely steep and slippery slope. They just fall down. They just go into this depression. They go into this depression. They go into these, that. They are having to consult with psychologists and psychoanalysts and therapists and etc. and etc. and etc. This is simply because drive in itself is a self-burning fuel. It means that as you are achieving whatever you are driven to achieve, the drive is finishing along the way. I hope this makes sense. This is why you should have a mindset of service. Why? Because you can never finish serving people. If your mindset is to serve other people, you can never finish serving them. There are over 7 billion people on earth. Let's assume just 1% of that 7 billion people wanted your help. That still makes it about 700 million people. Ladies and gentlemen, when are you going to start serving 700 million people, and when are you going to finish? You are going to live a fulfilled, complete life. Now, bear in mind, your life may not be beautiful according to the point of view of someone else. Someone else might think you could have lived a better life. But as I always say, your life is yours to live. Whoever thinks your life is better or your life can be lived better, let the person do the same with his or her life. It's as simple as that. There is no room for discussion and negotiation when it comes to individualism, in my opinion. So, this is the concept I'm proposing. Service and drive must always walk hand in hand. Today's theme, or today's podcast, we'll call the service. Over the course of this month and over the course of the year of 2022, I'm going to actually share as much as I can with regards to service and hard work and discipline and all of that. Guys, do not forget, whatever you do not reduce yourself to the mere opinion of other people. Remember, you have so much to offer and you have a lot to give to this world. You are a person who can serve other people with the gifts God has blessed you with. Whatever you do wrong in the process, remember, remember this, you are accountable to your maker. And once you're at peace with your maker, all other human beings can do with you or with themselves or with their point of view or with their opinion of you as they please. Do not make your life a public spectacle. Make your life a life of service. Until you hear from me next time, cheers guys, stay safe, bislama.